Former U.S. Congressman Ed Case leads the PAC in the Congressional District 1 primary election race. That according to the latest July Hawaii poll. Political analyst and newspaper columnist Dan Boylan agrees, but says he's been blasted for bringing up ethnic politics.
I think Ed Case at this moment is in a terrific position, and I've been criticized for pointing this out. He got into it the very last moment because he looked at the field, and he said to himself, I can win this. And one of the reasons he could say he could win it, he said, come on, a Haole, and there wasn't a Haole in the race. And he was a moderate Democrat. That draws Republicans who are going to be voting in this primary because it's the only game in town, and many of them are going to be drawn to Ed Case.
Boylan says Doug Chin has a chance to make up some ground, but not too many voters know him. During HBR's Congressional District 1 forum, Ed Case pressed Lieutenant Governor Chin.
I'm going to use my 30 seconds to ask Doug the question that I wanted to ask. Will you join me in agreeing to run a positive campaign and to not attack other CD Democrats in this race? Can you make that pledge today?
Yes, I did, and I have been positive.
Do you pledge not to attack in the remainder of the campaign?
I'm not attacking. I'm just asking you questions about the facts that are in your record.
Okay, so yes.
So that's not. I feel very comfortable with the fact that I've been very positive, and I'm sorry that you're using your time to talk about this.
Boylan says Senator Donna Mercado Kim, who's been in elected office for 35 years, cannot grow her support base because voters already have an opinion about her, good or bad. He says Representative Kaniela Ng, a progressive Bernie Sanders Democrat, is doing much better despite campaign spending issues. Ng went after frontrunner Case during HBR's forum.
Mr. Case, you got paid $1.6 million by a mainland hotel, and you're spending $150,000 to what it seems like to try to buy this race.
Let me tell you something straight out, Kaniela. I just completely resent your entire line of questioning here, because what you are basically saying is that somebody that worked hard all of his life and was successful, including financially, is somehow disqualified from serving in Congress, because that's the point that you're trying to make here. And I resent that, you know.
Boylan says Honolulu City Council Chair Ernie Martin and Representative Beth Fukumoto don't have the name recognition of Ed Case. He says the field of Democratic candidates will be gunning for the front runner, but in his opinion, Case will win.
His name recognition is just extraordinary. And it includes, I've gotten some criticism for talking ethnic politics, but it includes most of the good Haole districts. East Honolulu, one of the few places it's okay to be a Republican. A Republican can win out in a Waikai, or a moderate Democrat can win out in a Waikai. If you're a lefty in a Waikai, no chance.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.